On the phone with me from Redmond Schools, the superintendent, Dr. Sharan Klein. Sharan, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. We got to talk about your meeting that's coming up tonight, community listening session, and one of the big things in that meeting will be the proposal to consolidate Ridgeview and Redmond High Schools. How's that going so far?
Well, you know, Frank, we're planning on running a bond in November that's a no tax increase bond. We have a bond coming off the books. We've got about $300 million worth of work that needs to happen throughout the school district, and the bond's going to be about $97 million. So we're trying to figure out how best to use the funds and best to, solve some of the facility problems we have over the long term. One of the proposals that's been made is the idea of consolidating the two high schools together simply because, demographically, we haven't grown in students in the last 10 years. And, according to the studies that we have going forward over the next 2 years, we won't grow in terms of the high school level either. So we've been talking about that possibility. We did a listening session at Redmond High School last week. I would say that people were decidedly not interested in the consolidation. And we're going to do another listening session tonight where people are going to come and express how they feel about the idea. The main idea was to build a career tech ed center at Ridgeview, thus giving all of our kids access to all of our programs. But if that's not what the community wants, and not how they'd like us to solve some of these facility problems that we're dealing with, then we'll look on that too. So tonight we'll be listening to what folks have to say. It'll be really more of a listening session than a question and answer session, and we're excited to hear what people have to say. So far, we've heard concerns about how it might impact traffic. We've heard concerns. People are not convinced that we're not going to grow in terms of demographics, despite our studies, and they're worried that we'd need a second high school again in a few years. They're worried about how the two schools would come together in terms of culture, and playing time with athletics is a big deal to folks. So we're here to listen to what people have to say, and then we'll take that information back to our bond committee, our community bond committee that's been really listening to the idea. Ideas and kind of wrestling through the various problems, and hopefully we'll get a bond proposal put together for June to get it on the ballot.
So I remember when
then the actual vote's in November. So
okay, doesn't vote until November, so I got the summer to think about it. I remember when you first started talking about this, and you put out some surveys when get kind of the feelings of the folks, and generally the surveys came back generally in support of consolidating the schools.
That was we hired a professional surveying company to do that survey, and they did a scientific survey, and it surveyed lots of folks and called, and it's sort of a representative sample. We have a large contingent of our community doesn't feel like that survey represented their point of view. And so even though 69% of the people on the survey said, that's something that they would vote for, groups of our high school teachers are not in favor of this idea, nor are very large groups of our parents. So we're trying to hear what people have to say. We did a parent survey just this last week, and not that many parents responded percentage-wise, but those that did weren't all that excited about the consolidation. So we're really, again, we're trying to give people the best experience for their kids, trying to make sure they're getting the kind of education they're looking for. If we can do the consolidation, that would be one way to solve some of our problems going forward in terms of finances and facilities. But we can go with two smaller schools as well and find other ways to solve the problems. So, our original survey was kind of positive on the idea, and I was pretty shocked, actually, about how positive it was. But since then, the actual feedback we're getting from people is decidedly more mixed.
Yeah, it's difficult when a survey comes out and to actually know where it really falls. In fact, you've got an annual district experience survey headed out.
Yeah, so we've been really focusing on customer service in our school district, and we run three surveys at the end of each year, and this will be our third year of doing it, so we're building up data over time. The first survey is for students, so we ask them about their experience, in classrooms, their experience with other students. Then we have a staff survey where we survey all of our staff members about, what's their experience like, how do they feel about the work, how do they feel about the Redmond School District, and then we do a survey for our parents. parents, asking them about school safety, whether they think their students are getting a good education, whether they think they're treated respectfully. And then we use that information to put together actions. So last year's surveys, for instance, we really worked on focusing our collaboration between some of our teams of people who work in the district to try and really encourage a culture of success. We really focused on creating safe and welcoming environments for students and parents and community members, and continuing to work on physical infrastructure. We really focused on what we call the kindness campaign. How do we improve respect and rapport among students? It's actually one of our lowest scoring is how students treat each other. And so we're spending quite a bit of time working on that. And then continuing to improve transparency, trying to continue to make what we do visible to people. It's more difficult than you'd think. And then really focusing on making sure that we're getting good value out of the work that we do. Are we driving student success with the work that we're doing? We're trying to measure that and work through it. So what we need is people to participate in the surveys. We'll have QR codes coming out next week. We'll have signs around the district. Try and make sure people have easy access to it. And we need our parents to fill it out so we understand how they feel about how their kids are getting treated so we can continue to serve our community better and continue to maximize our programs for great student success.
So these experience surveys are kind of your own report cards.
In a lot of ways, yeah. I mean, it's different for a school district. You know, I've been in schools a long time, and we've done lots of, you know, we do lots of, you know, test scores and attendance scores, and we have a lot of data that we're trying to improve, and we're monitoring things all the time. But these are really about people's opinions. They're about their experience. They're about how they feel. It's a different kind of data point for us in schools. We're trying to make ourselves a much more service-orientated district, making sure we're really focusing on customer service. And these surveys help us understand the whole experience by our community.
So in the last couple of minutes, I know you wanted to give a shout out to one of your students who's heading to West Point.
Yes, Rylan Castino is from Ridgeview High School, has been appointed to West Point. It's our first person from Ridgeview to go to West Point. It's a big deal for those that don't know what that process looks like. It's you have to put out a lot of things. They're looking for well-rounded students. They're looking for smart students. You know, and Ryland, he took the SAT twice to get his scores up. He played varsity football and wrestled. You know, he enrolled with Southern Oregon University and got 24 college credits, so he maintained a 3.8 GPA. It's a rigorous process. You have to be nominated by a congressman or a congressperson, and Lori Chavez de Reamer nominated him to West Point. So we're really excited. We're proud of him. I know that when I was in the Army, all the guys I knew from the guys I knew that came out of West Point were pretty tough, but they all told a lot of stories about it. It was hard to get in, but it was even harder to stay the first year. It's a pretty rigorous training. We're quite proud of him.
All right. Well, congratulations to Rylan Castino from Ridgeview High. That's excellent. Hey, Sharan, thank you so much. Look forward to the meeting tonight, and we'll be hearing more about that and follow this as you put your bond measure together and see where that falls.
All right, Frank. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. That's Dr. Sharan Klein. He's superintendent of Redmond Schools.